Hey guys, welcome to Morbid Arts and Broken Boards podcast, where we like to have fun, meet new people, and escape from the real world for a few minutes. Art and skateboarding is the company's main focus, but we are very versatile. If you'd like to check out our artwork, you can visit our storefront at 710 High Street, Freeport, Pennsylvania, or check out our Facebook page under Morbid Arts and Broken Boards. So today, guys, we have our first interview, and it is with Betty Foster, who is actually also my mother. So, Betty, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, Betty, so I don't know if I told you this or not, but what we do here on the Morbid Arts podcast is we ask 11 questions, and then we're going to play a little bit of a game at the end there. Does that sound pretty good to you?
Sure.
Okay. Betty, what if you don't mind me asking, what do you do for work?
I am a behavioral specialist consultant. I work with children that have an autism diagnosis to help with behavioral issues in the home, school, and community.
That sounds pretty cool. I mean, I take it you like your job then.
I do.
Betty, along with working with children who have special needs, what are your hobbies and interests?
My favorite thing to do is to read. I love reading, and that's my hobby. I am interested in a lot of things. I like to keep current, too, in the news.
Betty, who is your favorite musician or band, and why are they?
I can't say that I have one favorite musician. I really like classic rock, I think because I've grown up with it, and I just see how today's music has really progressed from the classic rock.
That's a good answer, too. I would agree completely with that. Betty, what's your favorite book and why?
Well, my favorite book is the Bible because it is God's Word. I can't give another favorite because I have read so many and have a lot of favorite books. I like to read by the author. So if I start one book by Beverly Lewis, I might read 10 by her. So I don't have a favorite book. I have favorite authors, however.
That makes sense. Yeah, I have a lot of favorite authors, too. So, Betty, what is your favorite movie, though?
Well, my favorite movie, you already know, is a musical, and it's Fiddler on the Roof.
Of course it is. Not all musicals are bad, though. But that one's not my favorite. But, Betty, if you were a superhero, what would your powers be?
I think my powers would be healing people, especially people that have illnesses like autism and things that change their life.
That's a good power. So you'd probably be in the X-Men category then.
I guess so.
Alrighty. If you can meet any famous person, anybody, like an actor, a musician, poet, whatever. If you can meet any famous person, who would it be?
There are several, but I think I'd like to meet C.S. Lewis. He had such a great imagination, and I just love The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I think we'd have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, he'd be on my list, too, along with J.R.R. Tolkien. I think the two of them together would be pretty crazy. Betty, if you had $1 million to spend, how would you?
I would start by fixing up our house and fixing up things like that that we need. I would also give some of the money to charity, and probably some of it to dog charities.
Of course, yeah. You can't forget about them dogs. Betty, where is your favorite place to be?
Camp Lambeck, which is the church camp that we have gone to for 26 years for a week in the summer. It's on Lake Erie. But it's not really the camp as much as it's the camp family of people that we go with every year.
Yeah, there really are a lot of special people that go there. So, Betty, what is the craziest thing to ever happen to you? It could be an injury. It could be what somebody else did to you. Anything. What's the craziest thing?
I don't know if this is crazy, but one thing I'm thinking of is at one point, when you and your sister were little, we really wanted to get you both birthday presents, and we wanted to get you bicycles. And you guys were little, and we didn't really have the money. someone, and I hadn't talked to them about it, my class that year, because I was teaching at the time, took up money and gave me the exact amount of money we needed to buy the two bikes that we had looked up.
Well, that's pretty awesome, and I probably learned how to ride a two-wheeler on that bike.
You did.
Oh, well, there we go. Hey, Betty, what is your favorite thing about Morbid Arts and Broken Boards as a company?
I like the creative artwork that is in there, yours as well as other people's. I like the way that there are different types of art for different people according to their interests.
Yeah, we really try to do a whole lot of different categories, where it be Pittsburgh sports or, Disney movies. We try to do, like, similar things to that kind of stuff. But we have fun with it, too. So, Betty, have you ever played the Five Things game?
No.
So, what the Five Things games is, and I'm sure some of our listeners have played it before, is I'm going to ask you something that has five answers to it, okay? And that thing could be anything. What we're going to do is I'm going to ask you that, and then you turn around and you ask me something that's different. So, it can't be the same thing. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay, Betty. What are the five things in this world that you cherish the most?
God. My husband, my children, I guess my family. I guess that's
one together. So that's one together. So you have two right now.
Okay. I cherish my eyesight and the ability to read.
Okay, so that's three.
I cherish friendships. And my family that is not related family. Other people and friends.
So that can be also considered friendship. Why don't you give us another one too?
I really like dogs.
Yeah, we all love the dogs. All right, Betty, it's your turn to ask me then anything that you want. But remember, it can't be the same thing.
Everett, tell me five goals you have for your life.
I think the five things that I really like to make a goal. To have Morbid Arts be pretty popular and to have it branch out and for people to maybe, especially with our clothing and everything like that, to know that who we are and what we're trying to do. Second one is for my children's books that I write. I'd really like to have those be better known, maybe to be sold in Barnes & Noble at one point or another. They are sold on Amazon, but I think that'd be really cool to have them in a legit, like, big bookstore. I think my goal is to, someday have a family of my own, maybe have some kids, little ones running around. I think four would be to better myself financially, along with everything with the books and the Morbid Arts. I think being financially stable, I don't have to be rich, but I think that being able to be comfortable in life would be a great thing. And I think the fifth goal I have is to someday I really would like to go to the Harry Potter world. So I think that's tip of the iceberg for me. So Betty, I really appreciate you being on the podcast today. I hope you had fun too.
I did, thanks.
Pretty basic, I know. But like I said, I really thank you for being on tonight, taking the time out of your day and taking time out of your paperwork to be on here. Betty, is there any like additional info that you want to give to us, or is there like an end joke that you want to tell us, or how your day was, or anything like that?
No, I just want to say thank you for having me on, and that I am very proud of you, and I'm happy you're my son.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. So, Betty, I think we are actually done with the podcast now. And I'd like to thank our viewers or our listeners for coming in and spending some time with us on this evening. So, hey, thanks, guys. And we will be back with more interviews and some more fun things to talk about here. Tune in next week. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, the song we used in this episode were the Rocket Power theme song by the Wipeouters, and the final song we played was Highway Tune by Greta Van Fleet. Thanks again for listening. Check out those bands. Alright guys.